We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Leah Vukmir, make sure I say this correct, Vukmir from NTU, that is the National Taxpayers Union. You are Vice President of State Affairs. Welcome to Rush to Reason.
You said it very well. Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. We've got a very important, fight, I guess, probably is the best way for me to say this. I've been talking about this myself now for the past few months. Leah, the minute I learned about what was potentially coming to they're going to call it fees, and they're going to call it all sorts of other things, but essentially it's a tax hike here in Colorado on transportation, gas, and other things. Talk to us about what you guys are doing to oppose this, as well as what we can do to get involved.
Well, absolutely. And National Taxpayers Union is the oldest taxpayer advocacy group in the country. And so we weigh in on issues not only at the federal level, but I'm a former state lawmaker, a senator from the state of Wisconsin. So I weigh in on state issues. Having been in the shoes of lawmakers, I understand how these things happen. And we've been fighting in your state. And sadly, today, your state Senate did pass this $5.5 billion boondoggle of a bill. I like to call it a pig of a bill.
Yes.
197 pages. And, you know, it's very appropriate that you led into this show with Ronald Reagan's quotes, because, you know, he once said, when he looked at his, you know, his view of government, if it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Well, in this case, anything that moves in your state is going to be taxed.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. We'll have
a fee. Let's make sure we say it right. Yeah, it'll get a fee.
Yeah.
Because for those of you listening, maybe that are new to our state, because of Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, they cannot just, you know, even legislatively tax us without us first having a voter approval of said tax. What they do to get around that is what they're doing here, Leah, which, by the way, I think is still unconstitutional, and we'll see if this passes and what happens there. But the reality is they're trying to get around this by calling them fees.
Well, it's very deceptive because it really is a tax.
Yes.
And it's hurting, and it will hurt if this gets through the House and will likely get signed into law by your governor if it does pass the other House. But it really hits all Coloradans, and it couldn't happen at a worse time on the heels of this pandemic. And when you think about who will be hit, businesses and families that have relied on folks to deliver goods and services to their homes, they're going to be taxed. And they're going to pass that tax on to consumers who have enjoyed the ability to purchase things from their homes out of fear of going out because of COVID and because of isolation concerns. So, you know, this will impose gas and diesel fees.
Mm-hmm.
It will impose a 27-cent fee on all deliveries. There will be an annual $50 fee for electric vehicle owners. It's going to have a 30-cent fee on ride sharing. So there you go, Uber and Lyft.
Right.
And the list goes on and on. About $2.75 billion of this boondoggle is slated for roads and bridges, which, you know, we all agree roads and bridges are what needs to be taken care of. I come from the state of Wisconsin. I know what harsh winters can do on the roads, but yet it goes so far beyond.
Well, and I want to stop you for just 1 second, Leah, because what they're doing is, much like happens on the left on a routine basis, is they're taking something that's emotionally charged. What you just said is exactly right. Everybody can look around our state and know that we need more lane miles. We need some of our current infrastructure fixed. You know, we've got roads and bridges that need different things done to them. I mean, we need just regular resurfacing done in certain parts of the state. And we also know that our particular state here, our CDOT budget, is very underfunded. And granted, they may not spend all the money correctly, but regardless, they're still underfunded. And what they're doing, though, Leah, is they're taking a very charged topic dovetailing into that all of these fees, knowing that in a lot of cases, as long as they call it transportation, people will, you know, will sign off on it and hopefully not, you know, take them, you know, back to court over what they're now doing. Nothing though could be farther from the truth. We're not even going to get the infrastructure out of this they're throwing at us that they're going to have money wise to spend. It's going to go to all sorts of pig projects that we don't even get roads and bridges out of.
Well, exactly, and that's what people in your state need to know, and they need to know that it seeks to expand quote-unquote multimodal transit.
That's right.
Transit, increasing electrification of the motor vehicle market. There's funds allocated for air pollution, commuter rail. And again, that's about half of the $5.5 billion. Yet everyone, as you stated, will think that this is all going towards roads and bridges. And so, of course, people say, you know what? We've had a problem with our transportation funding, so let's go ahead and this is okay. And it is deceptive, and it's very frustrating as somebody who has been a lawmaker to see this happening. And that's why I'm glad that you're covering this on your show. And I hope that people will contact their lawmakers. There's still time to talk to their state representatives. There is still time to call the governor's office. And there are still groups out there who are fighting it within your state. Americans for Prosperity,
yes.
For example,
yes.
And Colorado Rising are two groups that have been very engaged. And we were happy as an organization to join with them as part of a coalition fighting against this. And, you know, I think it's really important for people to ask their lawmakers, are there other things that we could be doing? You know, you should be asking key questions like, has there been a complete audit of the Department of Transportation? I know there is huge amount of waste in
yes.
these departments
yes.
traditionally.
You're correct.
What's the current bidding process for state and local road projects like? Is it competitive enough?
Right.
Can we cut spending? You know, always the knee-jerk reaction, let's raise taxes. We never look within to see where we can cut spending. And, you know, other states have pursued other ideas as well. You know, replacing the gas tax with a vehicle miles tax,
right.
a VMT
right.
tax.
Right.
Because, John, we know people have more fuel-efficient cars or they're using electrical vehicles, and therefore the amount of revenue that is being generated from the gas tax has diminished over the years. So let's think of outside-of-the-box ideas.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I think really even and as a conservative, even myself, Leah, I by the way, everything you just said I've talked about on my two programs many, many times, that we need some sort of a per-mile tax. I know that's a thing that a lot of conservatives don't want to hear, but I can tell you that in a lot of cases, the people that are driving certain vehicles, especially, and I'm a car guy, so I know some of these things, you know, directly. Some of these people driving, you know, electric cars are very heavy, by the way. A Tesla weighs what an F-150 does, yet doesn't pay near the road tax that a normal F-150 does. So there has to be a way, Leah, where we get some of these things back in order, not doing it the way these guys are presenting it to be done. There's other alternatives to actually get things back on track and get the money we need. What I was going to say, though, initially was, I don't think any of us, myself even as a conservative, is opposed to a, you know, gas tax increase. Put it on the ballot. Let's vote on it. I'm not opposed to one if we actually get out of it what it's designed to do. We've already proven in Colorado, by the way, Leah, that we do not do well with trains in Colorado. We have to almost pay people to hop on a train here to get them to ride one, and yet in this bill is going to be more funding for things we won't use.
Well, absolutely. And you're right. You know, you want people to be engaged. There has to be accountability. And the fact that this is an end run around your taxpayer bill of rights, and quite frankly, it also is an affront to Proposition 117 as well. It was so carefully crafted so as to ensure that the fees wouldn't surpass the threshold levels that would trigger voter approval. I mean, that just smacks of lawmakers just snubbing their nose at the taxpayers, at their constituents. And I hope that the folks who are listening to you will be up in arms, and there still is time to get engaged and to get involved in this very important fight for their rights.
All right. So Leah, let's talk about that for just 1 minute. Again, we've got Leah Vukmir. She is the Vice President of State Affairs. Let me say that correctly. Vice President of State Affairs for the National
yep.
Taxpayers Union. And real quick, it's NTU. Is it .org? I don't remember. Leah, what is it?
Yeah. NTU.org.
Okay.
You can reach out to me there. You can find all sorts of information about a variety of issues that We are outspoken on. We are literally the taxpayers' lobbyists. You know, there are lobbyists for all sorts of groups out there, but the taxpayers need a lobbyist, and that's who we are. I'm proud to be that for the people.
So, folks, go there, check everything out. On top of that, you can go right to our legislative website here in the state of Colorado. You can find your local representative. The governor's office is listed there as well. To your point, Leah, we can still do something when it comes to our House of Representatives and the governor himself, whether or not they listen. You know what? If they get enough input coming in, they're liable to. And then, you know, folks, last but not least, keep in mind that if this does pass, I could easily see, unfortunately, it'll be expensive, but I could easily see a lawsuit coming because this really does violate just about everything we have when it comes to Tabor.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, John, for having me on, and keep the faith and keep up the fight.
We'll do it. Leah, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And yeah, for all of you listening, this is a big deal. It did pass the Senate today. It's now going to the House. We need to do every single thing we possibly can to try and fight that. As I said earlier with Leah, they are going to tell you, and the news media will as well, that this will fix our transportation in Colorado, roads and bridges. It won't, folks. Let me just tell you right now, it won't. And you're going to say, well, how do I know that? Well, if I look at the individuals that are quote-unquote the experts behind this bill, which, by the way, they're not. They might be an expert at driving, but I can tell you one thing. They're not an expert in transportation or the things that it takes to run a state's transportation system across, you know, across this state corner to corner. I can tell you that right now. Go look at their bios and look at where they've come from, and that'll tell you right there they have no experience in this world whatsoever. I've got more experience working on cars and knowing transportation than the individuals that put this bill out do, and I'll stand on that all day long. These guys have no idea. All they know about is taxing and spending money on things that will not get what we need done when it comes to transportation in this state. So again, I hope these legislatures, these senators understand that if this thing does in fact pass, it will get fought. It will get fought in the courts because what they're doing violates Tabor very much so, because what they're trying to do needs to go in front of the taxpayers. And it's ironic that these folks on the left evidently are just so dense that they don't understand that every time they put something like this on the ballot, it fails. Why? Because it's been said over and over and over again that Coloradans don't want any new taxes. What I don't understand, though, is why all the stupid knuckleheads out there vote for these individuals that vote against the very things that they vote against on the ballot. They're voting for the same individuals that are then going to run it through and ramrod it through, whether it's on the ballot or not. That part I don't understand. We have the most bipolar voters in this state that I've ever seen. They're either bipolar or dumb or both. And I don't know which, because they're voting for the very individuals that are going to bring in what they don't want when they vote on the ballot. At any rate, we'll come back, talk a little bit more about that. I've got some COVID things I want to talk about as well to kind of follow up in the first hour. And I've got a segment here. We can take some calls if you want, 303-477-5600. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. Speaking of transportation, make sure your vehicle is in top running order, and we'll go from A to B no problem this summer and beyond. And by the way, the best way to take care of your vehicle is through proper maintenance. But if you need a repair, they can do that as well. That's Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, 303-841-1071, or again, find them at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Franktown Firearms, as we heard a moment ago from Sean, the owner there, anything you need when it comes to shooting, especially education and even those young folks in your world, kids, grandkids, they will be happy to help you with that as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal, to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Brad in Lakewood, you're next. What's going on, Brad?
Thank you for taking my phone call. Yeah, I got a quick question about 117. Now, I might be off on this a little, so please excuse me, but the way it's written, it says any new enterprise that raises a certain amount of money has to be voted on by a fee.
Yep.
But the Democrats simply found a way to get around it. Instead of calling it a new enterprise, they called it an old enterprise, and they did it in smaller amounts.
Right. So they're spreading it around to different enterprises is what they're doing to get around that. They're basically skirting the law. And again, Brad, why I think if this does pass, it'll get challenged, you know, in court, because it's a tax, period. It's a tax.
So in my opinion, 117, would you say that 117 was poorly written? Because you and I could have taken a look at this a year or so ago and go, wait a minute, there's a big loophole in this. The Democrats are going to get around it. So why did they, in my opinion, they wasted their time?
I don't know that you could say that it's poorly written. I mean, Brad, let's face it, you're dealing with a machine that will do every single thing it possibly can to work around what's already there, including, let's face it, breaking the law, which is what they're doing right now with this current bill that passed the Senate. And reality is, Brad, these guys don't care. I mean, the reality, honestly, they don't. They'll pass this thing. They'll figure out a way to challenge, you know, see if they can't win in court. In their world, they don't care. They have no respect for the other side or the taxpayer, for that matter. They don't care.
I agree, but if we take it to court, we're going to lose, so...
No, you know, I don't think so, because even if you just look at the actual, in the way I would do this, if you look at just what they're doing with the gasoline portion alone and the quote-unquote fee that will be on that particular side of things, it goes against Tabor automatically. So, no, I don't think this is unwinnable in court at all.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that, because I almost thought we'd have to go back and write 117 all over again. Now, do you think gas might be a little bit cheaper in some of the states like Wyoming and Nebraska? Because in addition to what Biden's doing, we also have Senate Bill 181 to deal about, which really hurt us in Colorado.
To answer your question, yes, it is cheaper in those other states. Of course it is, yes.
But I do have some good news. It appears that Dr. Shiva is going to be in court on May 20th, and he's going to be challenging the Massachusetts Secretary of State, and the judge has ordered Twitter to be there. And the good news is it's a Reagan-appointed judge. And
nice.
Liberty Daily News is reporting that the judge may rule against Twitter.
Nice. That'd be awesome. That's good news.
Where the Republican Party failed, Dr. Shiva's going to
succeed. That'd be great.
And what's your take on that Arizona audit? Because
I don't know. I keep getting updates on that, Brad, and I really, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I guess what I'm going to do is wait until we see what some of the final results are, and then see what they plan to do with those results before I pass judgment one way or the other. Because honestly, I don't know right now.
Now, what would happen just in the, and then they're going to go to Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. What would happen if they can actually determine that Trump actually won the state of Arizona? Because Steve Bannon was saying on War Room today that it looks real questionable that Mark Kelly might not have won in Arizona as well.
It would be a game changer if they find some of those things out. What they do with that from that point, that I'm not an attorney. I have no idea.
And I don't think they go as far as to overturn an election as much as I'd like them to.
I doubt it, but I don't know, Brad. I really don't. That's outside of my league. I don't know.
So it's not looking. I'm glad to hear that you told me that we might be able to fight this in court, because people at the Republican meetings were telling us to call our representatives, but I made the point that if every single person in the state of Colorado called the legislature, every single Democrat's still going to vote no.
They probably will. And I think they just need to be forewarned that we're going to fight this thing no matter what. And this isn't going to be just a slam dunk that the minute this thing passes, you know darn good well there's going to be a lawsuit, which will effectively delay some of the things they want to do. So we'll see. They just need to make sure that they know that that's what we're going to do.
Well, I sure feel a lot better after making this phone call, because I was getting pretty discouraged earlier today when I heard about this.
Well, I'm happy to help. But, Brad, I appreciate the phone call. Mike in Arvada, you are next. What's going on, Mike?
Well, two things. One is Dave Hart came out and re-oiled my roof.
Awesome.
Wonderful job.
And you got to know we just had a little hail over in our neck of the woods, Mike, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's just raining here at the moment.
Good.
The other is, what have you heard about this Jesus battery?
I have no idea. I haven't heard of it.
No.
A Jesus battery. I have no idea.
Okay.
Didn't know Jesus was in the battery making business.
I guess we all were.
I will have to do some research. You just told me about that, and I believe me, I will do my best to look that up. I honestly, I don't know, but I will do some research and find out for you.
All righty.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up. I will investigate that. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you are next.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. Just got back from doing some camping in southern Colorado, and the owner of the campground is a California transplant. And we discussed how he likes it in Colorado, and he was saying how it was more affordable based on what he's seen so far as, you know, paying taxes mm-hmm. on vehicle registrations and things like that. And so I explained, you know, as you just mentioned earlier, TABOR, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. I said, we have an amendment to the Colorado Constitution that says tax increases must be voted on by a vote of the people. But because we have a Democratic dominated legislature and a Democratic governor, they get around that by adding fees. And I said, pay attention to your vehicle registration, all the fees you're paying on the back of that.
Right.
And I said, you know, you may think it's mild in comparison to California, but I said, just wait.
Right.
I said, they're looking for all kinds of ways to get into your pocket.
That's exactly right. You're correct.
And I said, unfortunately, those of us that have lived in Colorado all our lives, we're seeing this, and we're seeing that, you know, we're basically becoming California, and there are a lot of people looking for ways to escape Colorado.
Right.
We've seen enough, and we don't know how you can stop them from adding all these fees and coming up with new ideas to, you know, get into your pocket.
And what was his response to that, Craig?
Well, there wasn't much. I try to educate people as to, you know, when they're new to Colorado, what we've seen as natives or longtime residents, and how everything looks, you know, bright and sunny when they come here as far as cost of living and everything. But he didn't have much response other than he wanted to get out of California.
And unfortunately, he'll turn what we have into that if he's not careful, him and those like
correct.
Him.
Correct.
And pretty soon there's no place left to go because they've all turned it into that.
Right, right. And we all see it, but, you know, until you talk to people and find out, well, you know, we left such and such state because of what we didn't like, they come here, and even though they don't want the same thing, they somehow manage mm-hmm. to cause it to happen here, too.
Exactly. No, you're spot on. That's exactly right. And all we can do, like in this particular case, is fight it. Like I was talking to Brad a moment ago, we definitely have to fight this as much as we can, including when it gets to the point of if this does pass, you know, suing and funding that and helping the individuals that will sue that. And, you know, us on the conservative side being a voice in that end of things, because we know darn good and well what they're doing is, you know, goes flat out against TABOR, but they're going to do it anyways. They don't care.
Now, I heard someone on the radio this morning talking about, you know, I think you and I have discussed this before, we'd be willing to pay a little more tax at the gas pump if the roads would get fixed.
Yeah, I said that same thing earlier, and that, yeah, that's exactly right. If, that's a big if, is the problem.
Well, yeah, but you read some of the legislation, I understand, that the state is coming up with, and it's not so much for the things that benefit most of us, and that
nope.
is the roads. They want to put the money into public transportation.
That's
want to put it into charging stations for electric cars.
That's right.
And things like that, which not everybody can take advantage of.
Trains and all sorts of other, you know, trimodal systems, which is what, you know, we talked about earlier with Leah. You know, the trimodal is what they're looking at. And yeah, to your point, Craig, it's not, folks that are listening, especially those of you on the left. This is not about fixing roads and bridges, not by any stretch of the imagination. It's for everything else but that.
Well, then it makes you, you know, I've heard it from other people, and I've kind of dismissed the idea, but I think they're trying to force us out of our vehicles and force us into mass transportation.
They are. I've got an article here today that I was going to try to cover. I may or may not get a chance, but they're trying to even penalize employers that have 100 or more employees. They want a certain ratio of those individuals to either get there by, you know, train or carpool or electric vehicle or something along those lines. So they really are going to start even penalizing, if you would, those employers in Colorado that have more than 100 people that show up to work on a daily basis, which, by the way, a lot of you think those are big companies. Those aren't. I mean, those can be, you know, companies that are doing, you know, construction, you know, things along those lines. You know, these are not going to be huge conglomerate companies that have 100 or more employees, and those will be the ones that will be forced to make these changes.
And, you know, with the green energy concepts to everything, kind of a slightly different topic, we saw some huge windmills between Pueblo and, I believe it's Pueblo and Walsenburg. And it was fairly breezy, wasn't real windy, but none of the windmills were turning.
Yeah.
So they were doing no benefit to anybody. And then I also read an article on California pushed for hydrogen fuel cell automobiles. And three car makers, Honda, Toyota, and Hyundai, came up with hydrogen-powered vehicles. And Gavin Newsom, governor of California, was big in pushing this technology. A lot of people bought into it in California. And then the infrastructure is not there. A lot of people couldn't find hydrogen fueling stations nearby when they needed it, found themselves having to be, you know, towed or whatever to get to the nearest fueling station. And those same cars that sold in excess of $60,000 are now in the used car market for around $17,000.
Yep.
So, again, trying to push, you know, electric cars on everybody before getting the infrastructure put in place, I can see that happening to the electric cars.
And then it's a backfire if they do that. So, Craig, I got to run. But, no, to your point, great stuff, and I appreciate the phone call. Richard, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. RoofMax is up next. Dave Hart, by the way, just texting us in and listening to our last caller. So thanks to those of you that have been using Dave. I appreciate it very much, and he does as well. If you have not had Dave out to look at your roof and give you a free inspection. And by the way, folks, I don't care if you're living in a new house that's a year old. You should have an annual inspection every year. Dave will do that for you. It's free of charge. He comes out, he inspects the roof, tells you exactly what's going on. What do you need taken care of? Is there a little bit of maintenance, or do you need a rejuvenation? He can help you with all of that. And by the way, if you end up with some hail, we just had that testimonial on Saturday out east where there was 1-inch hail, and that roof that Dave coated fared extremely, extremely well. In fact, you probably wouldn't have known there was any hail coming down on top of it after Dave treated the roof. So, folks, if we want to make your roof last longer, thereby saving you money and headache and everything else that comes with it, and, oh, by the way, getting a roof replaced right now is going to be a big challenge because of just the material cost and the ability to even get what you want. Best thing to do, just get Dave out, look at your roof today, and find out what he can do for you. 303-710-6916.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, folks. And Kurt Rogers wants to help you with all of your mortgage needs. And there's a lot going on right now in that world. Best thing to do is just get an evaluation, find out where you are, what he can do for you. And it's easy. It's just a phone call, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and Richard, my son, joining us now. Richard, let's talk a little bit about some of the mass stuff that's gone on over the weekend and the lessening of some of the regulations and rules, the rules surrounding them is probably the best way for me to say it. And then there's also some things you have found through the weekend where, and there was just been a lot of mistakes made through this that you have to wonder, are they just now finally coming to their senses or, you know, why these changes now?
Well, yeah, and so the first thing, like you say, Dad, on the mask side of things is interesting because you've got a few different things going on in regards to the CDC last Tuesday came out and basically defended their decision to essentially shut down summer camps again and how they've decided to do that, right? They've essentially told parents and told basically people that if you send your kid to camp, they need to be masked up the whole time, even if they're outside. You know, even if they're inside, you know, about this, that, and the other, 6 feet of distance, this, that, and the other, and all these different things. And it just doesn't make sense, right? And that then on Friday they come out and say, well, masks are don't need to be worn for vaccinated folks. And then so all of the vaccinated people are all upset because they're coming out and saying, well, how do I know if someone's that? And it's like, folks, if the vaccines work, you don't need to be
worried
if you're vaccinated or not.
Right.
Exactly. And I heard you were talking about the kid side of stuff. And so that's where I think, I'll be honest, some stores, big box stores, other stores are going to be, I think they're going to get in trouble because technically kids from the age of obviously babies, you know, newborns to 11 years old at this point in time cannot be vaccinated.
Right.
Now, the science and the data is pretty clear, Dad, right? Kids, especially that young, really don't show signs of COVID. Yes, there are a few far in between, but even then we proved last year that some of these kids being quote unquote killed via COVID, it was other causes,
right,
Dad, that was causing their death, unfortunately. And so you've got a lot of situations, and some people are itching for it, right? They want to get their kids vaccinated no matter who they are. And you know what? To each his own.
Yeah, more power to you.
I'm not going to because my kids aren't at risk.
Right.
They're both under the age of 5, but they're not really at risk for COVID to be
I wouldn't be vaccinating them if they were 15,
right?
Because technically, you know, really, if you get down to it, their immune system and so on, there's been very few individuals of that age that have had any issues whatsoever.
Correct. And let's be honest. I know they've moved the goalposts, all the other things. But in all reality, the thing with COVID has been we want to prevent the old people from dying.
Right.
Let's just say it as it is.
That's right.
And if you are an older individual, 70, maybe 65, but for sure 70 and older, which I think, I want to say like 98% of them are, you probably should be vaccinated if you want to.
If you want.
That would be my recommendation. I don't necessarily need, it's your choice if you want to or not. You and my dad, we talked about this a while back. Both the grandparents for me tried to get them to get vaccinated, and honestly, it was to each their choice. At the start of it, I actually tried to get both of them to not go out and go to the gym.
Right.
Like that, go to the store, go to the special hours. And they didn't believe it, right? And they didn't want to do it, not believe it. They just didn't want to do it, right? They didn't want to change their routines. And you know what? To each his own.
Right.
You know what? They've both been on this series 80 years plus. They can make their own decisions.
Well, the thing about them is they've all gone through many challenges in life. And I think the way they looked at it was, you know what? We've battled many other things in our lives up to this point. We can battle this as well. Leave me alone. Let me live my life. And it'll all work out. And, and to your point, Richard, your grandparents, my parents both didn't get the vaccine. They both got COVID. They both fared just fine. It wasn't any big issue for either one of them. And it's their choice. I mean, to each their own. And I realize that not everybody of that age would fare as well. That's why I still go back to the genetic thing we keep talking about over and over again, which nobody really wants to admit. But the reality is this should be your own choice. And it looks like we're finally getting to the point where those, even some on the other side, are finally starting to realize that, yeah, in fact, this is your choice. Do what you think you need to do.
And it should be. And where I have an issue is these stores, again, myself, I went into I went into a store this past weekend, and they didn't necessarily require masks for me, but a lot of people still had them on. But my three-year-old is with me, or four, I guess he's now four. Went with him, and they asked him to put it on. And it's like, folks,
yeah.
I get that some of you want to live in fear. And by the way, Dad, store greeters, and all of it, it's all a power trip. We've talked about that,
right.
Many, many times before. But my issue is kids are not at risk to getting this, or even kids aren't at risk of giving it to us.
Right.
And so the teachers, unions, and everyone, we wanted it safe for everyone. No, folks. Teachers just didn't want to go back to school. But now that's going out the window because –
right.
I think everyone's realizing we can't force everyone to get this. Our Constitution prevents that from happening. Now, there's certain ways to do it in certain businesses and certain laws and legal sides of stuff that I don't know how exactly.
Well, and for everybody listening, by the way, Kevin Flesch is going to join me tomorrow at 4:30, and we're going to talk about those very things that Richard is talking about. We'll get some legal expertise on really what can and cannot be required from everything from, sports arenas to the local mall to your employer. We will get all those questions answered from Kevin tomorrow, and there may be some, depends. We'll find out, but the reality is we'll get some more information on that tomorrow at 4:30.
Well, and I think that will be the interesting piece, that, again, is how kind of people choose to go about it. But at the end of the day, folks, and this is, I think I sent you something from Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who,
right.
Former FDA, he's kind of been on the other side, I don't know. Anyways, he basically came out and said he thinks we're going to be pretty much maskless by June. I think everyone saw the writing on the wall.
I think he's right, by the way.
I think so, too. I think you had a lot of people that were left or in the middle that were basically getting ready to say, done with these masks anyways. And now the last gasp effort is for kids, right? Them to keep masks on kids. Which is, again, I was actually talking about this with my father-in-law this weekend, the form of child abuse. And I don't care who you are, what you're doing with your kid or whatever, folks.
I agree.
Whatever you need to do the research. Look and see your kid is not at risk.
Nope.
They will handle this better than they will handle the flu.
That's right.
Just
that's exactly right.
So.
That's exactly right. All right, I know we got a little bit of a time here. We got a couple of reviews we need to do. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll cover those as well. So don't go anywhere. I got a couple of interesting vehicles that are very, very comparable. Probably just combine these two together because they compare to one another so well. We'll do that as soon as we come back. Gino's Auto Service, though, is up next. Speaking of vehicles, folks, and it's hard to buy a new vehicle right now, folks. So the best thing to do is keep your existing vehicle running. I know we talk about, new vehicles a lot, and some of you do buy those, and there are some out there, although it's very few and far between. So keep your vehicle lasting as long as you possibly can. Go to Gino's Auto Service. Find them at ginosautoservice.com, and that's Gino's with a J. Phone number there, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Gino's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Brakes parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Gino's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Genos team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Genos offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Genos continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Genos with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Periodically, we bring you guys some new car reviews. Richard drove a couple here lately. So, Richard, and I think we could combine these two together because they are similar cars, and I think it's something as people are out shopping around, they could look at these two and we'll compare the two together, and we'll just do them at the same time. And that's the Hyundai Sonata and the Hyundai Elantra, which, by the way, because of its name, you think the Elantra is bigger and more money than the Sonata, but it's the opposite.
By the way, tell me if I break up too bad. I'm kind of going through a spot here. In the Sonata, as we speak right now, we'll start with the Elantra first. Okay. And I drove that car last week, 2021. They restyled it for 2021. They gave it a lot more aggressive lines. Just overall, they honestly kind of made it look like an Audi. One of the kind of the A7s, that, right? You know, with that really sloped back window. They really gave it some sleek body lines, which is really, really nice.
It's a good looking car.
I like that about it. It is. And so it's got some touch screens, some voice control, lots of safety features on the interior of it. I believe that car did have heated seats, and then also dual zone climate control. So some of the nicer features on the inside. And it had a lot of the safety features on the interior. And one of them, Dad, is, as you know, you've driven Hyundais before, their, you know, kind of automated driving, or their assisted driving, I'm going to call it, which they don't really market super, super heavy. But I'll be honest, it works really, really well.
It does.
There's a little button that actually looks like a steering wheel. You push it, and it helps keep you in the middle of the road. You can... this is not advice, so don't take this word for it, folks. We tried this, you know, where there was no one on the roads, anything like that. But basically, you take your hands off the wheel, and it will literally steer you. And this is on a car that, Dad, was under $25,000,
right,
with
and
the Elantra.
It's a really good-looking car, by the way.
It is. The biggest thing to me, Dad, and this is where the Sonata, in my opinion, takes the cake, is the Elantra doesn't, I don't know if they offer a turbocharged engine on it. They might. The one that we drove, unfortunately, didn't have it. I believe it was just a four-cylinder. Had a CVT transmission in it, which wasn't the worst thing in the world. They've actually done a really nice job with it. But at our altitude, as we've said many times in the past, that turbo is just a nice feature to own. But again, this is a car, Dad, I believe you can get the Elantra for right around
$20,000. You can. That is correct.
Something to keep in mind. Now we kind of flip gears and again, stay in a Hyundai, which is nice. I appreciate that they did this. And the car that I'm driving as it currently stands right now, and that is the 2021 Hyundai Sonata. Or, as some people would know, it's the car that they introduced at last year's Super Bowl for the Smart Park. You know, the commercial in Boston where they get out, they can't park the car. So he gets out and uses the remote, and he basically, the car will essentially move a car length frontwards or backwards, as long as you kind of go with it, and it will basically move in a straight line. And it will maneuver, you know, it'll avoid obstacles, or not avoid, but it'll stop if someone runs in front of it or steps in front of it, or you'll even turn the steering wheel if it needs to, you're right, Dad, to avoid something in order to go in there. But that's not the only feature of this car. It's a nice feature, but it's not the only feature. The car I'm driving now has got dual zone climate control, heated seats, and ventilated seats, I should say, at least in the front. It's got a nice panoramic moonroof. It's got dual digital displays, which are touchscreen, which work really, really well. Hyundai's got kind of an interesting display there. It works fantastic. You can kind of adjust it as need be. It also has the blind spot monitoring cameras, Dad, which you've driven a few cars mm-hmm. that have had it. And basically, folks, that means if you turn on your turn signals, it turns on this little camera on each of your mirrors and shows you in your display right. where essentially where your blind spot if there's anyone there. Now, they don't use that, but you literally don't have to turn your head when you drive this car. It's got a Bose sound system. As you can hear now, it's raining, I'm sure. It's got automatic wipers, all the same driving assist that I talked about before. You can do that. So it's got all sorts of bells and whistles on it, Dad. You saw it this past weekend. It's got the Qi wireless charging, pretty nice leather apportionments throughout. It's got a heads-up display. Honestly, it could go on and on for a while. Really handles well. It's also got a 1.8-liter turbocharged engine, which may be one of my favorite features on the car because it works just so well, Dad. Hmm. It works at our altitude. It pulls well. You need to zoom out in traffic. Takes a second for the turbo to spool up. But once it does, man, this car will fly, which is a great feature. And I've been asking folks everywhere, Dad, everyone I meet, you know, I go over the features of the car. They look at it. I ask them how much they think this car is. And they say, oh, it's probably $55,000 or so. Dad, this car, as it sits, is right at $35,000.
It's a good buy.
It is one of the best buys, and we have said that. I think if we, I'll be honest, and this may be partial, if we had a car manufacturer where you get the best bang for your buck. Oh, real quick, Dad, not to mention the warranty. Yeah. You get a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, 5-year, 60,000-mile normal. You get a 3-year, 36,000-mile maintenance, and then, oh, you get a 5-year unlimited mile
roadside assistance. Right.
So you get all of these things included in the cost of the car, folks. Right. Right. And again, we're not paid by Hyundai by any stretch of the imagination, but we just think it is one of the best values
yep.
that you can find on the road today. And like I say, for at $35,000, I'm driving a limited model. It is, you know, top of the line, everything you could expect on this vehicle. And again, it feels like a $50,000 car that you get for $15,000 less, if you can find one. Now, Dad, I know we talked about this a little bit. I know we're talking about it now. Maybe you're like, that's still a lot. You know, Dad, in five, six, 7 years, this car's worth $20,000. Still get all those same features, and you might even still get some of that warranty that we're talking about, just depending on who the previous owner was, right?
Very true. So, folks, those of you who are listening, if you'd like to drive either the Sonata or the Elantra, go check that out at your local Hyundai dealer. Please tell them John Richard Rush from both Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you, and enjoy that. Okay, Richard, I know we've got just a couple of minutes left. Talk to us real quick about Tim Tebow and sort of the flash that, or the splash maybe, that he's making again.
Yeah, so he's trying to get back in the league with his old college coach Urban Meyer down in Jacksonville. Now as a tight end, which a lot of people for a long time said he should have switched to, and he probably could have continued his time in the league if he would have switched from quarterback to tight end, probably even on this roster, you know, with the Broncos. And he decided not to do that. He ventured into minor league baseball, and I think he's now 33, 34 years old. And so we'll see how that ends up working, Dad, if he actually makes tryout, or they saw a tryout and they've either signed him or are really close to doing so. And a lot of people are all up in arms because they're not sure if he's worth it or not, whatever it is. I mean, folks, here's the deal. Here's what you need to know. They will be bringing him in at a minimal deal, right? It's not going to cost a lot of money. And so a lot of people are comparing this to Kaepernick, right, Dad?
Right.
Well, again, Kaepernick's wanting to be a quarterback. Tebow's now not. He's wanting to switch positions, and there's nothing guaranteed. He's going to come back into the league and basically attempt to probably sign for the minimum and see if he can potentially make the team as kind of a fringe player for his old coach. So okay. We'll be interesting. It gives Jacksonville more to talk about. It's his hometown as well. So, you know, hopefully he does. That'd be kind of fun.
All right. I appreciate it, Richard. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again on Friday. And Bruce Simmons is next, American Liberty Mortgage. He would love to help you out if you're interested in a reverse mortgage. Talk to Bruce and explain all of the ins and outs of it and whether or not it's something that fits you. And it does need to fit you. So please call him, find out how it works, and don't rely on what somebody else has told you. Get the real skinny from him. He'll tell you exactly how it works. Find him at klzradio.com or his direct line, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, one last thought that I have also on Tim Tebow, and I am not an expert on this, but the one thing that will happen with somebody like a Tim Tebow is you get lots of press from him coming on your team, which, by the way, they're already getting. So they're already getting value out of Tim Tebow, and they probably haven't even written him a check yet. So keep that in mind when they talk about bringing players like him on. Kurt Rogers is going to join us here at the top of the hour for our Monday Mortgage Minute, and he's going to actually explain to us how you can purchase a home when the price, or how you can offer a purchase on a home when the price is $30,000 to $60,000 higher than the appraised price. So we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. And then Guy Perlmutter will join us as well. He is author of Present Future Business Science and The Deep Tech Revolution. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.